Well, and it's interesting you say that. I've got a dear friend who now is a musician, but she can't read a note of music. But she creates this the most incredible music and just lets it come out of her.
Yes.
And I think that's what you're talking about. And we've all been in that space. But, you know, even with your reading, when you talk about reading, there's a part of me that kind of feels guilty if I don't read every word because we've been programmed that that's what we have to do.
And that's the whole thing. It is a program. It's something that that's how we've been taught to learn from when we started the school, let alone after that. But it's so inefficient. It's so slow. It's so sluggish. People who are pleasure readers, as an example, if they will subliminally photograph the book before they read it, it'll take them 3 minutes to photograph a 360-page book. They then have it all into the long-term memory. It's already in it. They have it. They got it. Now they go back and they read the book. It triggers all of that information then to the conscious level of the brain at literally 100 times the impact of reading only, so that your enjoyment level is at a tremendously accelerated pace. Plus, you'll find yourself, as it's almost as if you're being pulled through the book. You'll read it much faster, you'll enjoy it much more, and you've already established it in long-term memory, so you'll never forget it. It makes reading much, much more pleasurable and much more efficient.